The Forest Service is moving ahead with plans to sell about 1,000 acres of timber on an island near Wrangell. A new sale will be combined with a previous offering that attracted no bids. Officials say pairing the sales will make logging more economic, but environmental groups say it requires too large of a federal subsidy. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more details.
What's called the Batu timber sale is on Zarimbo Island, which is west of Wrangell, south of Petersburg, and north of Kaufman Cove. Batu, also called Bat, will offer up about 4.5 million board feet of timber to the highest bidder, if there are any. A nearby sale, called Bat 1, failed to attract any bidders earlier this year. Austin O'Brien of the Wrangell Ranger District says that's why the Forest Service plans to offer the sales together.
There's a fair amount of mobilization costs that a purchaser would incur to get over to the island to move their equipment, et cetera, and set up a camp. So just from a standpoint of efficiency, it makes sense to combine the two sales together as a single sale.
The Bot 1 and 2 sales encompass about 950 acres and could produce about 20 million board feet of wood. About 14 miles of roads will be built, some permanent and some temporary. The Forest Service plans to advertise the sale in the spring. The Bot 2 sale was approved in June. Four groups appealed: Greenpeace, Cascadia Wildlands Project, the Juneau Group of the Sierra Club, and the Ketchikan-based Tongass Conservation Society. Mark Rorick of the Sierra Club says the sales will hit one of Zarimbo's last roadless areas.
Cutting more on the island is reducing the old growth habitat that deer are dependent on. The Forest Service has refused to use the correct and best scientific data to calculate the habitat capability and to use that in planning their timber sale.
He also says the sale is too expensive. That's largely due to a Forest Service contract already awarded for road construction.
Fiscally, it's a disaster because the Forest Service is spending $2,581,000 to build a road for this sale. And their bid for the advertised timber, their minimum acceptable bid, was $218,000. That's a more than $2 million subsidy.
The Forest Service turned down the group's appeal in September. O'Brien of the Wrangell Ranger District says costs are calculated with more than one sale in mind, so expenses are spread out over time. He also says the agency has done an adequate job of protecting wildlife habitat. The appeal was the final administrative stop for sale critics. The Sierra Club's Rorick says the groups haven't decided yet whether to try to block it in court. The logging industry has its own problems with the Zarimbo Island offerings. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says the first phase was not worth cutting. That was due to its high elevation, poor timber quality, and the lack of infrastructure. He says the combined sales, plus a nearby state offering, could make logging worthwhile. Supply is so short, the region's mills will take any sale seriously. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.